Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great day. If you like these devotionals, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. It really does help the algorithms. We're in the middle of a series in Jeremiah chapter 8, and so I want to encourage you to go back and read the entire chapter and possibly check out yesterday's recording. So here we go. It says in Jeremiah 8, Jeremiah is speaking to Judah about their sin. So we're going to learn from Judah and see if we can apply it to ourselves today. How can you say we are wise and the law of the Lord is with us? Look, the false pen of the scribes certainly works falsehood. See, Judah was struggling with thinking, we're wise. In fact, God, we're so wise, we're wiser than you are. And yet, God is saying to them, look at the false pen of the scribe. It works out falsehood. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Lord. So what wisdom do they have? And that's exactly kind of where we are today, where we say that there's people who are wise, but they've rejected the very word of God. And the wisdom that they have is not wisdom at all. It's been things that we've tried over the years, over the centuries. You know, we think we're progressing so far down this road of newness and a new reality and a new utopia. But the fact is, there's nothing new under the sun. The Word of God has addressed these issues for centuries, and we need to be able to take a stand and recognize false wisdom that is coming out. Therefore, I will give their wives to others and their fields to those who will inherit them. Because from the least even to the greatest, everyone is given to covetousness. And this is kind of where I picked out this scripture. It's so easy to fall into that trap. And we can learn from Judah not to walk into a heart that covets other people's stuff, other nations' stuff. But we will be a people who know that God is our provider, that God goes before us in all things, that God surrounds us, and we will be thankful for what God has entrusted to us. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. Now, you may be a Christian and you have a pastor. You may look at the things that are going wrong around you, and I want to encourage you. This is a problem. If everyone is dealing falsely, if we're lying to each other, if we're somehow obnoxious over the things of this world and somehow thinking that we can just say, oh, it's okay. It's okay. Be happy, be happy, be happy. And we're pursuing that happiness in such a way that we do it versus our joy comes from serving the Lord. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. I don't know if you've noticed, but we're living in a time where there's a lot of chaos going on around us. In our larger cities like Seattle, Tacoma area, there's just a lot of people who want to live in a lawless society or a lawless culture. And, you know, they somehow think that if we send a social worker out to deal with situations that it's going to turn out okay. But God has clearly defined the roles of society and culture in such a way where the government is to be the stick, you might say, to bring in the enforcement of the law and to provide safety for its citizens and to take care of its citizens. And the church is to be the benevolence where we go out and we feed the hurting and we take care of the lost and we look after the widows. And we've inverted those roles so much. We can learn from Judah. We got to be honest. When there is no peace, we got to say, hey, it's not peaceful. And the problem is that we think we're wise in our own eyes. We think somehow we can live out this life better than God would call us to live it out. Now look at this next verse, 12. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No. Think about that. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? We're living in that same day. We're not ashamed. They were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Washington defenders, I want us to once again blush. There's certain things that should cause us to blush. I mean, whether it's commercials on TV or the internet or whatever, whether it's, you know, you're walking through the mall and there's things that are put up, we should blush once again. We should not be so proud of our sin and so flagrant about how we are disobeying the commandments of God. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. In the time of their punishment, they shall be cast away, says the Lord. I know that these scriptures are not probably the most encouraging, but we need to learn from Judah. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the time that we repent and turn to the living God and come back to our senses so that we understand that God desires within our hearts and within our minds this holiness, this righteousness that only He can provide through the blood of Jesus Christ and empowered by the Holy Spirit, defined by the Word of God. And I hope that you going into public square today, that you will not cave in to the wisdom of this world, this earthly wisdom, this that is so prevalent in the world today. This is that we know better than God. But you will walk in with a repentant heart saying, Lord, have mercy on me. I need you, Lord. You know, like the old song, I need you, Lord, I need you, Lord. More than yesterday, I need you, Lord. I think we need to go back to that place where we cry out, God, we need you. And we need to blush again. We shouldn't laugh over our sin or pretend like it is meaningless and God doesn't care. God says, be holy as I am holy. He calls us to a lifestyle that's completely different than this world. So, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No. God, make us ashamed again. Let us honor you again. Turn Washington State around that we may glorify you, that we may honor your name. Lord, that we would be a people who run after righteousness and run towards you. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.